The Consumer Product Safety Commission is considering a petition to ban seats for babies in bathtubs. All the groups involved say the seats are safe if parents use them correctly. The problem comes when parents don't. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Throw your baby bath seat away and remove this potential risk of drowning for your baby today. That's what the Danny Foundation says about the seats. The Danny Foundation is one of 9 consumer groups that's been petitioning since 1994 to have the seats banned. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the product has been involved in over 100 deaths in the last 20 years. That's compared to about 8,000 total unintentional infant drownings in the same period. In each case involving the bath seat, the child drowned when the parent left the child alone in the bath. And that's where the language between the two sides becomes remarkably similar. First, Jack Walsh. He's executive director of the Danny Foundation and wants to get rid of the bath seats.
We're creating a false sense of security on the part of the caregiver.
Now, Pamela Neckemeyer, owner of Juvenile Solutions. Her company distributes baby bath seats in the U.S.
Most of the fatalities are parents that feel that they kind of have a false security.
The echoes don't stop there. Walsh and Neckemeyer agree on exactly how the accidents happen.
The caregiver places the child in this bath seat, and then inadvertently a phone will ring and innocently
they'll put a bath seat in, they'll put the baby in, the phone will ring, or somebody will call them and they'll pop out to another room, and you can never do that.
Neckemeyer and Walsh both agree that even one fatality is too many. They don't agree on who's responsible for preventing fatalities. Neckemeyer says it falls to the parents.
The parents are 100% responsible for staying with their child from the moment they put the child in the seat until the moment they pick it up.
And Walsh says it doesn't matter if the parent is negligent.
If the caregiver was there and using the product as it should be used, there would not be the drowning. The problem is that doesn't help the baby who is drowned.
Walsh says parents leave children in bath seats thinking that it's safe, even though the seats have warning labels. That's the case he made to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Earlier this year, another consumer safety group representative made the same argument to Kimberly Thompson. Thompson teaches risk analysis at Harvard, and she directs the Kids Risk Project. The woman from the safety group asked Thompson to do a statistical analysis to prove the bath seats are too risky.
And I said, oh, well, that's a fascinating question, because I could look at that with the database that I have that looks at how children die. And I started out with the idea that it would be a very simple study to test the hypothesis that they had that bath seats were increasing infant drowning deaths.
She took her database, statistics from the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and data on bath seat usage and sales. She compared the percentage of infant bathtub drownings associated with bath seats to the percentage that did not involve bath seats, and she published her study in the online medical journal Medscape General Medicine.
What the data say are the infant drowning deaths do not appear to have increased associated with the presence of bath seats. If anything, they might have decreased.
So Thompson says a ban on bath seats might actually increase infant drownings. Thompson says parents are just negligent sometimes, with or without bath seats, and that negligence results in infant deaths. She says there's been an increase in deaths associated with bath seats because more parents are buying them, but the percentage hasn't changed. And she says the consumer groups are well-intentioned, but targeting the wrong thing.
What's really amazing to me is that, you know, there was so much attention placed on bath seats at the Consumer Product Safety Commission, when in fact we really need the Consumer Product Safety Commission to help us with baths.
Thompson says about 40 infants drown in bathtubs every year in the U.S., with or without bath seats, and that's the real problem. Walsh of the Danny Foundation agrees that bathtubs pose a danger, but he's not about to concede the point on bath seats.
Whenever you mix a child with water, you should never, ever leave that child. Our contention is the caregiver is more likely to leave the child in a bath seat than in a tub.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is currently deliberating that point. In the past, it supported changes that reduce the risk of the seats tipping over, but CPSC Commissioner Sheila Gall has made it clear that she does not support a ban. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.